This is so sexy. Be very forgiving of yourself. Slut.
Is kindly sponsored by Lustry, your platform for real homemade porn. Authentic, fun, diverse, and educational. That is the wonderful content that you can find on Lustry. Abracadabra, and welcome to this magic episode of Sex in Berlin, the English edition. My name is Nika, I'm a culture scientist and your host. Today I like practicing with you dirty talk. Last Valentine's Day I wanted to take my Valentine out. I kidnapped him to a magic workshop. I love listening, we like talking, and learning more about love languages is always good. So the concept of dirty talk immediately interested me. But what exactly should you really say without becoming embarrassing or boring? And what does soft and warm lasagna have to do with it? Let's jump straight into the conversation with Magic Violet. Violet Bow is a political activist, sex educator, and sex worker. Dirty talk magic has been a topic close to Violet's heart since years. Hi, Violet. I'm so happy to have you here for this episode about talking, dirty talking. And yeah, I'm very curious what I can learn about a different kind of language, a love language maybe. So let's just dive in. What is dirty talk and is it the right word?
Yes, great question. And thanks for having me. I love talking about this topic, so very excited to be here. Yeah, what is dirty talk? I often ask this at the first of every workshop, at the very beginning, because I think it sets the tone in how massive of a topic this is. We have the word dirty at the beginning, which suggests like, you know, raunchy, it's kind of grabbing and maybe romantic and fierce, but also clean, right? We're talking about maybe naughty words like slut, or this is what comes into my mind in the dirty sense. But can dirty talk also be sweet? Can it be romantic? I'll ask you, do you think that dirty talk could be something like, I feel very safe with you, I'm very comfortable? Do you think this is dirty talk?
I really hope so. If it's a kind of love language, maybe it's also good for this, to connect maybe and make the other person feel comfortable or hot or something. I don't know. So,
right. Yeah, it's a good point. And then also then we come into this topic of what is dirty talk for? Is it for the purpose of, as you said, like relaxation or comfortable, you know, building comfort and softness together? Is it only to build up horniness? Is that where dirty talk stays? Because sometimes people might need to feel safe first and then they can feel, you know, sensual or sexy or dirty. So maybe something like, I feel very safe right now, then leads into the dirty.
What is a nice place to start? Like if people meet, they come together and it's a good environment maybe to get a little closer. How can I find a language for myself or for this situation or this person?
Yes, great question. Another very common one. I think there's a few things to this one. And one of them is be very forgiving of yourself because it's the first time you're doing something or the first time you're doing something with someone else. So I can promise you one thing. That it will be awkward. It will be a bit silly sometimes. You'll probably laugh. You won't get it right first time, and that's part of it. One nice other tip that I have is repeat yourself. I think people get caught up in the creativity aspect. What should I say? What might I say that will offend somebody, for example? Or what do I say next? But repeating yourself is a very good way of giving yourself more time. And the person listening often doesn't hear it as lack of creativity. So you could say, this is so sexy. This is so sexy. Oh my goodness, this is so sexy. And so saying the same thing over and over again, and maybe even playing around with the style that you're saying it. How slowly can you say something? This is so sexy. These words, all of the words were the same, but they come across very differently. So I think repeating yourself in the very simple way is a great place to start. One of the exercises I do in my workshops, especially considering sometimes people are strangers and sometimes it's in the evening, is food dirty talk. And that's a very good way of emphasizing how the body physically reacts to words and to speaking, because our mouths start to water and we start to think about dinner. For example, how about a beautiful homemade lasagna?
Mm.
Mm. Do you have one in mind that you
Yes,
enjoy?
Full of cheese and really cheese. Super hot, a little boiling in my mouth. Looks good when I take it out of the oven.
See, you're already starting. We already have the visuals there. What about the sound of the crust as we push the spatula inside and the top part is crispy of cheese and we break through into the soft pasta? And then when we lift it out of the tray, the cheese pools and the steam wisps up.
I'm getting hungry.
See?
Violet, what is a good example for feeling awkward in the beginning? Because for me, it felt not so easy to do it. So maybe you have an awkward story or a thing. How can I get comfortable, easy with this kind of talk?
Very good question. Did you ever Google when you were younger how to kiss?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever remember Googling that?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember doing the same, and it was like, part your lips a centimeter apart and then put your tongue out, but not too much, and wiggle it first clockwise and then anti-clockwise. And this was all fine. And I read much of this and I watched many videos, but nothing compared to when somebody put their tongue in my mouth for the first time. Nothing could have prepared me for that. So I think
It's a
doing thing, which is a horrible thing to say, but it is about the practical. It is about, again, putting your tongue in too far or banging your teeth off of somebody for a little while before you understand that kissing is a bit like this. And this is how you like to kiss. So it's an initial practice between two people who find, like a dance, we need to find our connection together. I think one thing I always recommend is to have a dirty talk date.
Mm-hmm. With who? Like a good friend or someone I feel good with, or with a stranger?
Well, to be honest, it really depends. My point is that we need to spend time specifically looking at this. It could be a stranger on the bus even, depending on how confident you are and how good you are at making friends.
I feel very uncomfortable in the BVG, so maybe it's a good or a horrible place for me to start this kind of talk with
That's
a stranger.
A good point, yes. Maybe at home with a first date, or maybe at home with a fifth date, a long-term partner, go to even just a restaurant, you know, or a bar, whispering in each other's ears. But certainly I feel like at home, inside, would be a good place to start. I think designing it around the voice and rather not so much the body, because I think that if you are looking to focus on dirty talk, it's probably because you're avoiding it a little bit or because you want to give it the space. So, you know, it's easy to get lost in, oh, we are now horny, let's touch each other, but really carving out some space for dirty talk. A bath can be nice, lying on each other in a bath. Putting a blindfold on a person that's listening is very useful for thinking and for maybe referring to notes or for having a thinking face that is maybe not so sexy to look at. You know, what's next? And during this date, you have space to be with somebody who you trust and who you're willing to be vulnerable with, who you're willing to make mistakes with and laugh in the same way as you're willing to share, you know, a first kiss. And this is the space where you will learn to, you know, negotiate. You will learn what words make your partner's face cringe and they go, "Ooh, don't call me that. That's not nice." Or, "Ooh, I thought I wanted a scenario about
a lasagna,
but I realize now that makes me too hungry and I want a scenario about walking in the forest with wild animals." And also learning again how close you want to hear the person's voice in that moment, how things are volume-wise. Sometimes people like to play with languages. Personally, I love to not understand what I'm being told. So any language spoken dirty to me is wonderful. I think this is a real tip I would say to your listeners out there is carve out some time. You can even Google a few silly exercises to try together, or, you know, try a little scenario that you want to maybe share with your partner. You can also try very easily a walk through the forest, for example, or a beach trip together. What does the sand feel like? How does the sea sound in the background and the smells of the beach?
Well, you do very nice workshops. I attended one at Valentine's Day. And you bring sometimes couples, sometimes strangers together. You start sometimes with a food example. What else is there to learn in a way or to practice together?
I think my workshops are a big part of finding one's own style and preferences. Just as we explore our bodies as we get kind of older and as we change, our preferences and what we like to hear and what we like to say change and will also change on per partner. So the workshops are there as a way to kind of poke around and hear different sounds, different scenarios, try and speak in different ways to see what fits and what where there are blockers that you don't want to fight and where there are blockers that might use a little bit of work.
Can you take me to a beach? Can you make a nice example?
Sure.
Because it's also so nice to listen to you. You were a wonderful example in the workshop.
Sure, thank you. Yeah, I can give you just three examples, for example. I say, for example, that people could split the dirty talk into three kind of areas or styles. One of them is a very real style. So with the beach, we would be lying on our backs in a warm beach. And the temperature is just slightly too hot, just a tiny bit too hot. But every time you feel that a little bit of sweat is forming on your back, a tiny cold breeze just comes over from nowhere, from the sea, smelling like salt, and cools us down. We can feel the sand between our toes, and it's very soft and dry and quite white, bleached in the sun. We can smell the salt in the air, and in the distance we can hear seagulls, maybe some children laughing and splashing, but far enough away to not bother us. And then we could have a more fantasy beach scenario. So we could say that on this beach, two very professional Thai women are holding our feet and massaging them with all of the knowledge of all of the years of foot massage so that we are in absolute bliss. And some very cute, attractive person is gently combing our hair at the top of our bodies and whispering nice things in our ears. And then a mermaid comes out of the water and wiggles on up to us and starts kissing our bodies all over with magic mermaid kisses. And then if we moved into the abstract, we could then say that the mermaid's kisses start to melt our bodies into the sand and we start to disintegrate and combine with the sand, melting into the warm earth as it cools down, as we get deeper and deeper. And trying out to both speak and to listen to each of these styles, the real and the fantasy and the abstract, they all have different impacts on the brain. And some people find that with the abstract, it's too silly and it doesn't get them where they want to go. But some people find the disconnect from real life is the thing that helps them zone out and relax and reach a horny place. And equally with speaking, some people might find it too silly to speak in abstract and about people melting and things that don't really exist. But some people might find that where they have the most creativity because it isn't real life. So I find that a really important part of the journey is to never force yourself to act in a way that you think dirty talk suggests that you should. Dirty talk can be, it can just be positive feedback. Because at the baseline, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to suggest to people, maybe do this to me, maybe touch me here or speak to me in this way, and also give them back the, oh, yes, this is the right spot, I think is what I'm learning about this topic.
You start with, it should be called dirty talk, that everyone has a kind of picture, but then you give me pictures. They are really not dirty in a way. Mm. And I love this because it's more like a storytelling and it totally works on me. So we have this kind of fantasy or this speech scenario and it ends in the fantasy or the food scenario. What is another kind of nice place where you can take someone?
At the end of some of my workshops, we, depending on the mood, might do a group activity together. Sometimes this means one or two, maybe three people sitting in the middle and being talked to dirty by the whole group, which is sometimes 10 people in total, sometimes 20, 25. And this can be very fun for the people who are speaking because it's less pressure and we can be creative together and bounce ideas off of each other, but also fun for the people listening, maybe a little bit overwhelming in a fun or unpleasant way or interesting, almost soundscape. And during some of these workshops, I give some suggestions. People really like a kidnapping scene where we pretend to kidnap the people in the middle or a forest. Often a beach is a very easy one to do. But one that I suggest is like a compliment shower or like kindness. Do you want to leave this experience feeling loved and soft and welcome? And it can be a little bit difficult to do with a stranger. If there's a stranger in the middle of the room and there's 10 of us and they've asked to feel loved and welcome, what do we then say to help them feel that way? So not knowing this person, I might say, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for being courageous enough to show up. Your presence around us all has been really friendly and welcoming. We're happy that you're here. We're happy that you showed up today. Thank you for all of your input and you're listening and you're speaking up. You're welcome. You are enough. We are happy to have you here. There is nowhere else we would rather that you be. This little group in this constellation is happy that you're here. And that one is particularly sweet when people get so creative in a way without any information. And again, it's not uncommon that people need to feel safe and loved before they can reach a true level of horniness, a kind of like inner level of horniness. Telling somebody that you trust them or that you feel safe with them. I think a lot of like relationship comments like, thanks for sticking up for me at dinner. Like sometimes these things make me think, oh my God, wow, I want to do all sorts of things with this person now. I think one thing people don't really think about as well is like pre-negotiations. I think people don't see them as dirty talk because they're not dirty, they're practical. You know, where do you like to be touched? Or what should we do? Okay, tie my hands above my head and then do this, but don't touch my ribs because I'm tickly. These are kind of like instructions, but I think that underlying or if you read between the lines, the trust, the openness, also the excitement of the things that you're about to do together. If you want to touch my breast like this, be gentle with me here, you can start to think about the fact that you're going to get to touch someone's breasts. Oh, exciting. That's kind of nice. And they're trusting you enough to tell you how they like it. So you know that you have the skills and now the tools and the knowledge to touch them the way they like. That's really exciting. Also, if somebody expresses to you they have another partner and that they have certain obligations or agreements with that partner, that certainly makes me feel more attracted to somebody if they're respecting the other people in their life. Hell yeah, I want to connect with this person too. I think that means they'll respect me. Again, with sexual health scenarios, I adore it when somebody can
really
tell me clearly.
It's so hard.
Yeah, right? If I'm about to interact with somebody and they say, Well, I have a very low risk level. I have regular sex with my, you know, my wife. She is the only person that I use no condoms with. Everyone else I like to use condoms with. And they have like a list and they're practiced. It makes me feel very safe with them. And also that I would trust them maybe on a level to do other dirty things with that I wouldn't do with another stranger who didn't have the same, you know, clarity and words to describe their sexual health status. Somebody who gets tested regularly is likely to have this language. So that makes me feel safe and therefore more horny.
I feel very good with you because you make a kind of world with your words.
Hmm.
So what is it that makes you work with this kind of skill? Hmm. So where do you find your skill in yourself?
Interesting question. Thanks for asking. I noticed recently that a lot of the areas in my life that I'm most interested in are to do with voice. I started my early career in government, actually, public speaking, and learned a great deal about speaking to groups and how important it is to express politically your point very clearly. And then I started a polyamorous relationships where communicating love languages to each different person. Each different person has different communication styles, and then also across different native languages and cultures, we all communicate differently and have different definitions of terms. And if you just even think about I love you and the difference in German and English, these terms, it's massive. So paying close attention to that and then getting involved in BDSM also meant the importance of consent and the difference between yes and no could mean bodily harm or a stranger touching my body. So it was very important to me to be very clear on consent practice. I then got into dirty talk as a sort of self-hypnosis. How do I move myself from answering emails and spending the day doing work to saucy, sexy, now I'm relaxed and my most beautiful self? How do I do that? Because I want to do that quickly and regularly. And I found that dirty talk as a self-hypnosis, meditative, now I feel sexy. Oh, this is relaxing. Yep. Don't think about work. This is relaxing. This is relaxing. So all of this really ties together. And in some ways, I think that the Dirty Talk workshops are also kind of consent workshops. And I feel people who are good in their own consent will live a better life because they will make it easier for others to also stay with their own consent. That's the beauty about this topic. You make it easy for other people to hold their own boundaries and to set boundaries with you if you're good with your own consent. It's like a virus, it spreads. And holding consent workshops, unfortunately, the right people don't come. The people who want to learn about consent probably know a little bit already and are maybe in some way also educators themselves. But dirty talk is for everybody. And in a way, it's very much the same things. It's about speaking up for yourself, asking for what you want, and again, giving feedback if something is good or bad or neutral.
It's a nice way of looking at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What kind of a funny example you have? What did you hear was very interesting or like a special story?
Mm. Nice. Over the years, a lot of my friends have come to my workshops, which is sometimes beautiful and sometimes a bit distracting with how funny or silly or horny they are at my workshops. At one workshop, my friends were very confident in their own ability to dirty talk, so decided to do cringe dirty talk. One of my friends described a couple of things that she doesn't like, and my other friend dirty talked a scenario to her where she was lying on McDonald's floor and everybody who has just eaten their fries and their burgers were rubbing their hands on her naked body. And so this worked a treat because it got her to cringe and she was horrified at this image of sticky on the dirty floor and the very specific stickiness that comes with McDonald's somehow. So I thought this was a fascinating way to see how words change reality. You know, you can change your own or someone else's experience, not just in a horny way, not just in a hungry way, but with everything, really, with a lot of emotions. And that's why I call it magic.
I think it's the right word.
Me too.
Where the magic starts. Violet, what is there to say? What is So what is a small thing I can start today, maybe?
Yeah.
With my colleagues here in the office?
I would say to remember in general the dirty talk date for at home for some sauciness. To remember to always repeat yourself and that that is not a problem. And in general, when looking for ideas on how to start, you can use your eyeballs, describe what you see. It maybe is a funny scenario to fill the dishwasher with your colleagues and describe putting the dirty cup into the dishwasher. And describing what you see is a good way of, for example, offering compliments in a dirty situation. So practicing this skill of saying what you see and what it looks like and describing the little details will help you when you're doing the same in a more naked or saucy scenario.
What's about listening? So how important is it to learn also to listen?
I think with the listening, it's important to tune into what you like in the same way as I might have a way to describe how I want my feet to be massaged and how I want this part to be the most pressure and this part is slightly tickly, so don't touch me there. I would also have a way to tell you how to dirty talk to me. So I like any languages, so it doesn't have to make sense to me. I like to be thrilled, so you can, you know, make a surprise in the middle and go, oh, suddenly someone bursts in the door. I also love to laugh, so please do not take yourself so seriously. It can be stupid and fun and silly. So I already know what I like to hear. So as a listener, do you like to be whispered to? Or does that make your ear a little itchy and tickly and is that uncomfortable? So as a listener, yes, pay attention. Pay attention to the movies that you like to hear, the sounds in the street, the music. Pay attention to what your ears like, and this will help you on your dirty talk journey as well.
This evening, it's cold outside. It's dark, winter still in Berlin. Can you tell me a nice story for this night where we too could go or what we could experience?
What could we experience tonight? Well, I have a movie that I really want to see, but I was thinking that the movie theater is not so comfortable. So maybe we could design our own with a fireplace underneath the movie screen that somehow is not dangerous or distracting. And two very large lounging sofas that are connected and a little table with our glasses of wine in the middle. And the air smells like lavender and marijuana as we have a large bong also beside our glasses of wine. And we have two baby tigers lying at our feet, nuzzling and purring and cuddling into our legs. And they are there by their own free choice, and they are not captured, or they will just leave when they are ready. And the movie starts, and we are fed fresh Spanish grapes by two angels with big white wings. How does that sound? Does that sound like a nice way to spend our evening watching a movie?
Yes, I'm looking forward to, especially with these animals there around.
I really could imagine my bare feet in the fur of a tiger when I was saying that.
It's a pity that we don't have so much tigers around, usually.
Yes, unfortunately, yes, we can't make it happen with our words, only in our minds.
Violet, thank you so much. It was a very nice experience and a very nice time with you.
Great. And if you're interested in hearing more of my voice specifically, I have a Telegram channel exclusively for all of this. And every so often I will make a poll and you will get to vote on what I dirty talk about. The last one was Threesome with Brad and Angelina from 2010. So that's the last voice message that's in the channel. So if you're interested in joining, that's where you could hear more of my scenario specifically.
And then I get the voice message
yeah.
And I can listen whenever I want.
Yes.
Oh, it sounds fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I hope you could hear and feel how compassionate Violet is. with a great talent of breaking down difficult topics. She delivers workshops with the aim of empowering people to open up their own voice and ask for what they want. Abracadabra. That was Sex in Berlin. Thank you so much, Lastri, for making this episode possible. Have a look in our show notes to find an exclusive discount. If you want to explore Berlin's sex-positive scene, take a look on our website, sin.berlin, and try out the Sexomat. Send us love letters, feedback and requests via social media or email. See you next time. Lots of love, Nike. Sex in Berlin is a production of Studio 36, kindly supported by Lustre, your platform for real homemade porn. Host, Nike Wessel. Editor, Amelie Gante. Post-production and sound design, Ella de Vries.